good day. It's October the 5th, year 2006, and this is the Ontolog Forum. Today we have our Ontolog Community Planning Session, and Kurt Conrad, one of our co-conveners, is back to facilitate the session. So take it away, Kurt.
Well, welcome everybody. It looks like this is the first time we've had some of you folks to a planning session. Some of you folks have gone through this exercise before. I'm not going to try to do anything really, really formal, but what I do want to start with is have everybody kind of identify some key objectives for us today. So what I'd like to do is go around and have each of you provide me with an objective of what you're hoping that we can accomplish, and specifically in context of this meeting, but more generally as well. And we'll just make a round or two until everybody's pretty much worn themselves out. Who would like to start?
This is Evan. I'd be willing to start. I'm interested in talking about this framework for what I was calling semantic technology applications. Okay. So I hope we can... I understand what we would be doing is essentially talking about a project to do that. I hope we can get to that today.
Okay. Next?
This is Rex Brooks. I'm not going to be on for the whole call, but I did want to say that Bob Smith and I conversed about the upcoming panel session on emergency response, ontologies and emergency response, and we've settled on the second week of January as the best time for us to hold that.
What date would that be?
I believe that's the 11th.
Okay. All right. Great. Fantastic. You've got that date.
Great.
Next, please.
This is Adam Pease. Peter recommended I join this call because of something called Onion, I believe, that is an emerging standard where there might be some opportunity to do formal ontology connected with them or encourage them to use a more formal approach reusing ontology. And so my main objective continues to be not just education and discussion, which has certainly been a useful part of this forum, but my main interest is actual creation of formal open source ontology content, preferably in a collaborative environment like this, which would be great.
I'll take that as a segue. This is Carl Mattox. I am proposing formally to the community that the project that I'm heading up, the creation of the Onion, be something that this group look at as perhaps the beginning list for creating ontologies for all, for many international standards, as I think proposed, or building on what was proposed for e-business standards quite some time ago by, I think, Bob Smith and Kurt.
Great. If you refresh your pages again, I've sort of took down one-liner so far. We can come back and sort of make updates, corrections where necessary, or people could go back and correct what they meant to say themselves to on the wiki.
This is Owen Amber. I'll pick up on Adam and Carl's comments. I'm on this teleconference because I manage the ET.gov site and process for the U.S. Federal CIO Council. ET stands for Emerging Technologies. So I'm very interested in standards, how we can identify and make it easy for people to discover and access them. And within the context of the ET.gov site and process, I'm particularly interested in how communities forming around particular types of emerging technology can identify and categorize the features and functions that are relevant to that category of technology and the performance metrics associated with each.
I'm going to need you to repeat that for me again, please. I didn't quite get all of it.
You want me to start at the beginning again?
Well, kind of in the middle. Understand how communities
capture the gist of it.
Well, you got that I'm the project manager for the ET.gov site in process, emergingtechnology.gov, ET.gov.
Yep.
Okay.
And so standards relevant to emerging technologies are of interest to them, how you can categorize and then in turn enable discovery of relevant standards, and how those technical specifications relate to emerging technology components, which can be registered at et.gov. And then within particular categories of technology, what are the features and functions that the community deems to be important relative to that type of technology or that type of component, and then the performance metrics associated with those features and functions so that you can compare one component in that category to another component in that category.
Okay, I just saved a minute. Heavily.
So what I heard, and I think part of it was that there seems to be some background noise I'm fighting. So what I heard was understand how features, functions, and performance metrics of components and categories. Which isn't really a nice phrase. Can you correct that, please?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, what I got on the wiki is a collaboration between et.gov and relevant standards that may be registered there, semicolon, and then features, functions, performance metrics.
And if Joe Trussano is able to join us, he may have another way of stating it. Just for background purposes, he's with Booz Allen Hamilton. They did the initial development work on the ET.gov site in process, and we're now contemplating enhancements to the site and the process to more fully support the needs of the IPv6 working group.
Okay.
Good, great. Joe actually has been an Ontolog member for a long time, not extremely active, but probably does observe what we're doing here.
So, Joe, you just got here?
No, I don't think.
Oh, no, okay. Who would like to go next, please? I don't think we've heard from Owen yet.
Oh, that was Owen.
Oh, that was Owen. My mistake. Attila? Nabonita? Well, I know. Your objectives for this organization?
Pardon?
Do you have any objectives you'd like to put on the table?
I'm not getting exactly.
Okay, we'll let you think about it a little bit.
So, Peter, just a moment of clarification, since maybe this is just a language idiom issue. So what we're trying to do, Namedita, is go around and ask everyone what they want Ontolog to accomplish. So this is a planning meeting.
Okay.
Let me clarify with Kurt. Do you want people to say what they want Ontolog to do, or do they want people to tell what they want this planning session to do?
Pretty much one and the same.
All right.
Oh.
if that causes anybody to think differently, then let's throw it on the table.
While Nepanita sort of ponders over the question, let me see who else. Listening. Patrick and Jess Schiffel and Pat Hayes.
Well, I can go next. This is Pat Hayes. I can be very quick. This is the first time I've taken part in these proceedings, and I'm here partly, I guess, as a sort of to find out what Ontolog is doing. So I don't have any particular agenda for it. Other than I would, having heard Adam, I would sort of endorse his observation that I think it would be useful to create ontologies, ontology standards, rather than just simply discuss them, because there's been an awful lot of discussion already.
Thank you, Pat, and welcome to joining us in real time for the first time, although you've joined the forum early. I just wanted to let everyone know we will be inviting Pat to give a talk hopefully before the end of the year. And I'm personally really looking forward to it.
So am I. Let's find out what I have to say.
Peter,
yes.
I haven't heard anything from you yet.
Okay. I guess, like before, what I hope is maybe to find out what the rest of the community is looking for, so that we could fine-tune our processes and our directions, so that we bring the best value to this whole community and the, I guess, and the industry at large. With respect to the Ontolog Charter.
Okay. And let's see, for myself, I think probably the way I'd express it is I'm hoping that we can identify some highly engaging projects that are defined well enough that and in the right areas that people actually want to participate. In the past, I think we've launched a number of projects that were good ideas, but didn't energize enough people to spend much time on them. I think the trick is finding things that people want to do that will be valuable and useful to everybody. So that's, I think, my primary goal here. So with that, anybody else have anything else on objectives or goals?
We have not heard from Patrick.
Yeah, this is Patrick. I'm sorry, I was multitasking, but I am listening. I think the thing I'm most interested in, as you probably would guess, is how do we integrate different ontologies, which obviously presumes we're going to build ontologies to start with, but I'm presuming that there are going to be diverse ontologies in the same domains, sort of my starting presumption. Now, whether that's a correct assumption or not, we could argue at some other point, but I'd be really interested in seeing, you know, as we were building ontologies, what sort of things do you have to do when you're building an ontology to make it easier or harder for somebody to integrate another ontology with it?
Okay.
Go back to Nabonita and Attila. No.
Hi, this is Jeff Schiffel.
Oh, Jeff, yes.
Yes. I'm interested in ontologies and database design, but there's a sort of caveat with that. Primarily, I'm looking at ontologies that are filtering for the user from very large databases of data in the back ends. But what that really does is it takes you very quickly, that's an infrastructure thing, it takes you very quickly into other areas like healthcare, which is massive databases, and delivery to the user, which is you know, service-oriented architectures and those sorts of things. So as I've been listening, I'm hearing several people talk about applications of things, you know, like in the healthcare, or promoting standards to, in turn, promote data interchange in the e-business world, for example. So I'm beginning to see ontologies and databases as sort of infrastructure rather than direct business application.
Can you phrase that in the form of an objective? What should Ontolog accomplish?
I would think I would classify ontologies with database backends as falling into the area of standards. I see it in like in D2 and D3, which is using ontologies to align and translate among standards. And I think D3 is very similar.
Okay, I think I've got something. Again, anybody have anything else they'd like to add? If you've spoken once, you can speak again. That's no problem at this stage. Any other ideas?
Yeah, I have a question. Is someone trying to edit the wiki? If so, since we only can accommodate one person at a time, could you maybe do the edit later after the call? Wherever it is.
Okay. I'm viewing it. That shouldn't harm it, right?
No, not the viewing. Someone is or has just edited.
Sorry, it was me. I just made a quick correction on a typo.
Oh.
And then I refreshed, so I was hoping that... Am I holding it somehow? I just logged out, so...
Yes, but I will have to sort of... Since I was typing a whole bunch of things, I will have to sort of obliterate your change just now. I apologize. And, please tell... Oh, still a conflict. Maybe... Tell me which what typo to correct, and I'll do that.
Yeah, it was my name in the edited section. This is Evan.
Oh, where at?
It said Evan Wallen.
Yes, sorry. It's corrected now.
Hey, Peter, you back with us? Everything under control?
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing let's move to is let's inventory the topics, planning topics for this discussion.
Before we go further with the topics, can we sort of get other non-planning issues out of the way first, if there's any? Like, no? Yeah, like what Rex was bringing up. Not that, yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Everybody have issues and objectives on the table? Okay, let's move on to planning topics. What topics should we try to cover today? Anybody can jump in.
Okay, well, this is Kyle, Carmatalks. Regarding the onion and placing it on the Ontolog wiki and be part of the forum. I'm not sure what the protocol is. Can we just kind of discuss that a little?
Okay.
Sure. Okay, that's one. Of course, the other one is et.gov collaboration, which we already have sort of as agenda ideas. Another one that Dwayne has brought up and wanted us to cover is funding and how we could engage corporate sponsorship or donations of some sort to alleviate the sort of total volunteer efforts from just a few of us.
Okay. Anything else?
I missed most of that. The call went silent for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right now we're inventorying topics, planning topics for this meeting.
Okay.
So far I've heard three put on the table. The protocol for putting the Onion Project in Ontolog, et.gov collaboration, and soliciting corporate donations for funding.
Okay, thanks. I'll go think of that.
Yeah, actually, if you refresh your pages now... look under number 5. Most of what we're trying to do is captured.
Any other topics?
Yeah, again, I was hoping that we would talk a little bit about this framework for applications today.
This is Evan.
Okay, can you be a little more specific about that, Evan?
Well, I'd talk about what kind of a project we want to have when some of us can see what work has already been done. And this is relative, this is what came out of that top five.
Okay.
So it's the framework for doing a better top five list, essentially, right?
Or well, sort of the framework for semantic applications.
Yeah.
Okay.
So framework for inventorying semantic applications.
Kind of the follow on to the quick exercise we're doing now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, anybody else? I'm kind of glancing through the wiki page, see if there's anything else out there.
Okay, I just saved again.
ETSO. Okay. And it looks like we've got pretty much everything that's been put on the wiki page already, is that correct? Okay, next question. Is there anything, well, last call, any other topics at all? I'm not hearing much. So the next question is, are any of these topics timing sensitive? Are we going to be losing any people in the call today?
Well, probably.
His call method, some kind of multitasking, so I might get interrupted. So I'd appreciate we could discuss the onion at earliest.
Okay. So why don't we actually take these in the order that they came up. Let's talk about the onion project first. Then we'll talk about collaboration between Ontology and ET.gov. Then let's go a little bit into soliciting corporate donations for funding. And we can talk about the framework for semantic applications as a follow-up. I think that's probably the least complex of the four. So, Onion Project, what are the questions?
Maybe before the questions, I mean, Carl, it would be nice. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of people here, and they were just sort of offline introduction to this work. Maybe you could give us a two-minute overview of what it is.
Sure. Okay. This builds on something I presented at the last Semantic e-government conference as a poster board. It was called ITSMO, and that stands for IT Service Management Ontology. And at that time, what I was...
Could you give us the name again?
ITSMO. ITSMO, IT Service Management Ontology.
Okay, I'll just take the acronym. We'll add details later.
And this work was something that I was actually doing for MetLife because they're currently looking to adopt ITIL best practice, and ITIL itself is a library, a so-called framework of basically guidelines that are written out in books, a set of books that says if you want your infrastructure to be robust and be managed with best practice, then these are the processes and pretty much the procedures that you should adopt. And they involve things like change management, handling incidents, recognizing problems, having a whole focus on service, that is, as an IT department, treating the management of this thing as a service as far as meeting the needs of your customers. So there's a focus on so-called service delivery, and one of the key products, or one of the most tangible things it says that you must have, is something called the CMD, CMDB, which is very much focused on the process of configuration management, and the CMDB is meant to hold all the information about your infrastructure and how the componentry, if you will, relates to each other. So that is IT service management. At MetLife started a proof of concept project to use Protégé to build an OWL reference model of IT service management. It then other people got interested in this and started revisiting the scope and recognized that when stuff is written in a book, it's actually pretty, it's very subjective, and when the authors themselves recognize that the books don't necessarily sync up totally with the content of the other books, things get a little vague. So we focused on ISO 20000. ISO 20000 became an international standard in December last year, 2005, and it embodies much of BS 15000, which in a formal standard specification wrote down pretty much what ITIL proposed as best practice, but made it a lot more definitive, if you will. And ISO made it more of a normative standard. So we focused on ISO 20000 as a normative reference, and with my Oasis chair hats on, I saw the relevance of having an e-business service, even in an SOA sense, a service-oriented architecture sense, enjoying the fact that your infrastructure is being managed with best practice. So I was looking for ways to tie in SOA, or in particular business-centric methodology, which itself became an Oasis standard in April this year, and tie the concepts together. So again, using OWL, I started to address the challenge, I guess, of how do you integrate two ontologies, one being an ontology of IT service management, let's say based on ISO 20000, but also somewhat extended by references in ITIL best practice and business-centric methodology. And then I recognized that one of the things that most people are interested in is information assurance, which is very much, in most cases, very much focused on information security. And since IT service management work often references ISO security standards, we started recognizing that there needed to be a complementary set of a model, if you will, subset of the model, that focused on ISO 2007-1 and ISO 17799, being two ISO standards for security management. And then, because IT service management is often considered a basis for governance, IT governance, we started formally looking at the ISACA, being the Association of Control COBIT framework, COBITI, and noted that many of the concepts in IT service management best practice were also in COBIT, as was many of the concepts of IC information security. So I recognized that COBIT had to be addressed because you needed, in the best OWL sense, you needed to recognize what was the same and what was not the same, so-called disjoint. So the scope of this got a little bigger, and recognized fundamentally that there is a single ontology composed of ontologies in the ontology, and finally added COSO, the notion of COSO, which is an internal control framework very much authored by auditors who were focused on Sarbanes-Oxley objectives. So the onion today is composed of different ontological layers of IT service management, as defined by ISO 20000, ISACA COVID, being an IT control framework, ISO 2701 and 17799 being information security, COSO being the auditor control framework, and the OASIS BCM framework being layers of service-oriented architecture. To try and cut this short, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we attended the annual IT Service Management Forum meeting, and we signed up over 50 practitioners who are interested in this work, who are actively interested in contributing to this work, either by reviewing or taking ownership of a subset of this. So, since I was happily surprised as to the number of possible contributors, I was seeking the best way to manage this, and thought that Ontolog may well be the place to steward this, especially since there is a whole other set of practitioners who are very OWL and ontology savvy.
Well, thank you very much for thinking of us. And from a note-taking point of view, I obviously couldn't even come close to what you were telling me. I assume you have a presentation or some sort of write-up that you can maybe send over and we can attach or paste into this overview.
Yeah, I'm currently refining that, and I'll do that. I intend to do that by the end of this week.
Right, and make a post to the Ontolog forum. Peter Yim here. I want to make a couple of comments, two or three. One is, I mean, we definitely welcome the effort, and this jives extremely well with what the Ontolog charter is, and we definitely want to give Carl and his working group the best support we can. That's number one. Number two is when I first looked at what Carl is trying to talk about, then I realized, I mean, he's working on standards, and Owen is sort of trying to register standards that are related to the government, and we thought Owen would be interested to, and sure enough, he is here at the call now. I mean, and we're trying to explore what kind of collaboration we can round up. And the next person that came to mind actually was Adam Peace, because I remember when we were doing the work on the EBXML core component type formal representation, we had to, besides the sumo ontology, we were calling upon a QoS ontology that had a lot of the concepts relating to an IT setting. And obviously the Ontolog community has long suggested that we should not stop at OWL because of the I guess the lack in expressivity that may hamper the building of the development of real formal logical standards, and that's why I have suggested that maybe Adam could join us and could maybe help guide the effort and maybe allow us to extend from some of the work he has been doing as well. So, and I'm really glad Owen Ember and Adam Peace are both at this call. And obviously, I'm also very pleasantly surprised that Pat Hayes is joining us today. So we've got a whole bunch of great people, and Evan Wallace, I mean, who's been with the the WPC development all along. I mean, all these people are here. I thank everyone, and we'll see how we could provide that support. The next major thing, I mean, to answer Carl's question about protocol is we're lazy. So at the beginning of Ontolog, we said where Ontolog doesn't have a specific protocol, we default to the OASIS protocol. And of course, Carl and people like Rex and a whole bunch of you out there who are already OASIS members would know and love, I mean, because there's no new protocol to learn. Essentially, with Ontolog, we'll just map an Ontolog project to, let's say, an OASIS TC. So if you have something to do on the project, get at least three people, write up a charter, announce it, get a kickoff meeting going, and if you continue to have support, you've got the space to work. That's as much as it takes.
Basically, it takes three people.
Yeah, and essentially, if you don't continue to work, I mean, OASIS will sort of kick you out, and we hopefully may try the same thing. We haven't kicked anyone out yet, or any project. We just left them hanging, but one of those days, when I run out of resources, maybe.
So, Peter, this is Adam.
Yes.
Just to then follow up on your introduction, this is actually particularly topical because I've just had a Sumo user contribute a very extensive ontology of information security. I believe it's based on a European standard. I'm not too familiar with it yet, but I can try to review it and report back exactly what he's based his stuff on.
Is there some acronym or something that you can give, I mean, as a placeholder so that at least you've got...
By the end of this call, I can come up with it. I'll have
okay.
to take a look on my desktop here.
So just got work going in information security, right?
Right, and as you mentioned, that I already had some relevant content in a quality of service ontology, really more appropriately named as sort of an ontology of distributed computing systems and networks, although it includes some quality of service constructs in it. And this new contributed ontology of information security is based on that ontology as well as, of course, the Sumo, the upper level. So the recommendation, of course, that I want to make, that you might have been able to predict, is that this work on the Onion take a serious look at not only the important first step, I think, of formal going beyond just English terms and English definitions to try to formalize things in a lightweight taxonomy language like OWL, but really to go a bit further, both in terms of the language, for which I'd recommend a variant of KIF, Knowledge Interchange Format, which is a full first-order logical language, which is far more specific than OWL and really encourages a much greater degree of rigor in the definitions than a lightweight taxonomy or frame-building language like OWL. And then the second recommendation would be, you know, not start from scratch, not just create an ontology that is dedicated to this one particular area, but rather to put it in the context of an existing large open source formal upper ontology, so that if down the line the requirements for this Onion project change or expand, or there's need for interoperability with information exchange to systems that may not be focused just solely on this current sort of semantic boundary of what Onion is defined as, but by putting Onion into relation with an upper ontology, one can really have the potential for a much greater degree of information sharing and interoperability, because then it'll be defined in terms of concepts that are far more general and made applicable more generally to other kinds of information sharing.
Can I just add a slight qualification, Adam? There's a more up-to-date version, in effect, of KIF, which is now very nearly an ISO standard. It's just going through the final ISO process. It's called Common Logic. It's a kind of, as you know, a sort of update of KIF and a slight simplification. And in some ways, it's more more in keeping with sort of current usage. It's it has an XML compliant syntax and various other good things, and there are mappings from OWL if so on defined into it already.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I was just going through speaking sort of informally about KIF over specifically, you know, Sumo is defined in this KIF variant, which after some discussion with Chris Menzel, we came to the conclusion is a proper subset of the common logic standard. So it is compliant with common logic. It's just a little more restrictive.
Well, is it called? I like the sound of the CL because it has the XML component. My vision for the Onion is that since OWL is XMLized, if you will, there's a very easy. It makes it much easier for e-business practitioners in general to leverage the whole thing as a reference model. So I certainly acknowledge that KIF is the grandfather of this stuff, but was always concerned that there was no obvious XML mapping, but the CL sounds perfect.
Yeah, in fact, ironically, the reason that this hasn't already become an ISO standard is that they're still bickering about the details of the XML. But the time it gets out there, it will have one XML syntax instead of two.
Okay, that's good.
Let's all use this opportunity to get all the egg together if we can.
Yeah. Yes, quite.
Yeah, I guess it's always the real project to drive these things.
Yeah. So then my question is, you know, is there enough interest that Carl and the rest of the folks in Onion actually want to actively pursue learning about more formal approaches and reuse of upper ontology as opposed to just going with what sounds like a current strictly OWL-based approach?
To be honest, where I see the start point for the Onion is, if you will, that all of these things are very readily mapped out as a set of processes that have interfaces to each other, and lots of people can work with that quite easily. So I like the emphasis. Oh, I'm looking for a sure that there is a ready mapping or ready interpretation that is more like a process model, because that's the nature of these beasts, so to speak, that they're very much about control, and controls are mostly defined as processes, and that's where I see as the foundation. I'm very happy to leverage whatever definitions would make the meaning irrefutable and immutable and totally unambiguous. But I see that it's a very necessary link to allow representation or support interpretation as process models.
Can I ask though? When you say process models, do you want to do anything with these processes other than run them? Because if you want to be able to talk about them, reason about them, describe how they relate to one another.
Sure, I do, but I don't. What I'm saying is, I don't necessarily think that the practitioners in these areas want to do much more than that today. I think it's beholden to me for me to help educate them that more can be done with this.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
is your moderator jumping in, because I also have to pay attention to the clock. We have consumed almost an hour, and this is our first topic. And I'm hearing a lot of good conversation, but it sounds an awful lot like project-level discussion. So I think the concern here, the first question here is this a project that belongs inside Ontolog? And what I'd like to make a round on is, does anybody have any major areas of concern? Any concerns about this being done within the context of Ontolog?
Purely administrative matter is if there are 50 organizations involved, someone's got to. There's a lot of work in keeping track of communication at that level. I'm not sure if anybody's willing to do that.
We are lucky, at least we've got a field-proven infrastructure to do it. I mean,
right.
Obviously we still need the champion, and I presume Carl is the champion.
Yeah.
SIM3 has an infrastructure, and if you ask me whether SIM3, I'm now not wearing the Ontolog hat, but wearing the CIM3 hat, I will give you my stock answer. And that is, I mean, if the effort is I encourage and support all ontological engineering efforts. I mean, just send them over. My next line is, if you're not funded and everyone is just doing this on a voluntary basis, then I am willing to do it on a voluntary basis. But if, I mean, you guys can get some funding, I would love to get remunerated for my work like any other normal person. So if you are seeking funding, then make sure we become, I mean, the cost of the infrastructure becomes part of the component that gets funded. And which means either way, you've got the space to work.
Okay. I'm stepping out to be the champion, and I guess just to make you feel a bit more comfortable, we do have a target for next April to produce at least the first working draft of this. The reason I'm saying April is because ITIL version 3 is to be published then, so it will be a reference model that will be aligned with the new ITIL reference 3. So I see that there will be a lot of potential users if we can actually produce at least a draft by next April.
Do you have a concern regarding that?
I guess that's a project level concern.
Okay. No, that's an objective, but the question is there anything that we think might not work in this infrastructure to get that product by next April?
So I'm not concerned, and I intend to have regular meetings in the same way we do with Oasis TC meetings. Basically, I'm leveraging Oasis TC best practice for this.
Right. And then, I mean, we could create the mailing, the separate mailing list for this project. It will be sort of separate project homepages within the same wiki. And we have a shared file repository that people could sort of upload documents and share among the community.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Any other concerns? I'm not hearing much. Okay.
We welcome that. So I guess the next thing we're looking for would be your posted sort of proposed charter and the proposed time for first meeting, right? Kickoff meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, in beyond the infrastructure role that's been described so far, is there anything else that Ontolog needs to provide? Are you looking at Ontolog for any other role in this project besides infrastructure?
Interested people, I guess. Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you will, people who can help educate the IT service management practitioners on what might be considered good practice for ontology building. I basically see this as a win-win, that at the end of this we will have 50 more people in the ontology community who are active practitioners.
Well, this is Jim Disbrough, and I'm sort of in that group where I would like to figure out how to, introduce the management where I am to this whole way of thinking and doing things.
Okay. Anything else that needs to be provided from the ontolog side? Not hearing anything. So for next steps, the first thing I caught was we need to post a charter and schedule a kickoff meeting. Anything else come to mind?
Read the OASIS process details, I guess.
Okay.
Too many to talk about.
Yeah, sounds good. Anything else on this topic? Are we ready to close this topic? I think we have a project, folks. Let's see how it goes. Let's move on to the next. Huh?
So great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
So the next one, let's talk about the ET.gov collaboration. Anybody want to just give a quick overview?
Yeah, this is Owen Amber. The reason that I was attracted to this teleconference was because of my interpretation of what I understood Onion to be, or what I thought it might be, and that is a way of categorizing open source software service components, which has a fairly close connection to the mission of the ET.gov site and process, although ET.gov is not limited to open source software or technology components. Hopefully, a taxonomy or ontology or whatever you want to call it for categorizing logically separable components or segments of open source software would also be applicable to other proprietary software as well. If you look at the agenda item 8, if you haven't already done so, you could take a quick look at the ET.gov site itself and get a pretty quick idea of what it's about. But I'd like to call attention particularly to the second link there, the ET.gov requirements HTML file. And I'm going to click on that. And for those of you who may be with me, if you scroll down to the table that has half a dozen columns or so, the first column are the names of the elements that Brian Burns, who is involved with the IPv6 working group, the elements that he has identified that working group believes that they need to have data for in order to do their work. And what is the opportunity that we have here is that John McManus of NASA, the deputy CIO at NASA, who heads up the IPv6 working group, has expressed the interest and ability to provide resources to enhance the ET.gov site and process to more fully support the needs of the IPv6 working group. And as we do that, I want to make sure that the changes, the enhancements that we make, are also supportive of the needs of other communities forming around other types of emerging technology components and specifications. So if you look at the last column in that table, those are the generic ET.gov element names that I am proposing, that either already exist in stage one of the ET.gov site and process, or I am proposing to add through these enhancements to meet the requirements that Brian has identified. And if you scroll down to, like the test type element that Brian identified, we're not going to be able to identify in advance all of the different kinds of tests that might be applicable to any kind of emerging technology component that might be identified at ET.gov. So my interest in Onion and the concept of ontologies is, can we allow other communities to identify categorization schemes that make sense in their own community and then reference them at ET.gov? So that's the general concept and my primary interest in this teleconference. And if you look down the list further, there's product category, and there's what Brian has called business category and business subcategory, and we would need to understand how those latter two categories relate to the Federal Enterprise Architecture business reference model with respect to products and thinking in terms of software and service oriented products. We would need to understand how those categories relate to Federal Enterprise Architecture service component reference model. So again, there are many different ways that different communities can look at the concepts that there are of interest to them, and we certainly can't define all of those for every emerging technology community at et.gov, but to the degree that other communities have identified ways of categorizing their interests, we'd like to be able to leverage those.
Owen, can I get you to talk a little more about what you see in terms of the opportunity for collaboration? What's in your mind?
Well, I mean, fairly specifically, if Carl's Onion Group specifies a logical taxonomy for open source software service components, then we would like to consider ways of leveraging that ontology or taxonomy at et.gov to, in turn, to enable discovery of those software components based upon those categories.
Okay. But let's say Carl's objective is to come up with a draft ISO spec by April 2007. How does that work into your vision of where the collaboration would?
Well, in terms of timing, the IPv6 working group wants to start creating their database of IPv6 compliant components ASAP. So it's possible that, depending upon funding and contractual issues, that enhancements to the et.gov site could be implemented in the next month or two. I wouldn't assume that. I certainly don't count on it. But I would think that something would be done, if anything is going to be done, before April of next year. However, whatever we do now certainly won't be the end-all and be-all. And I feel very strongly about pursuing enhancements to the et.gov site and process in logically separable chunks that can actually be implemented in a relatively short period of time. So even if we can't incorporate the benefit of his work immediately, I certainly would be open to doing so later.
Do you see an ongoing role for the et.gov community within the Onion Project, working in parallel or in conjunction with a high level of communication, or is this more wait until it's done and see what it is?
Well, it could be a reciprocal relationship. For example, Carl could use et.gov to identify Onion, and the et.gov site and process then could be used to try to encourage .gov and .mil folks to participate in the Onion community of practice. And then as that group produces deliverables that other people can actually use, we can consider incorporating them into the et.gov site and process itself.
Okay, for example, would et.gov be a sort of right vehicle to get governments to review the draft standards, let's say?
Well, that, potentially, yes. I mean, we outlined a logical eight-stage process for et.gov. The first stage is somebody just identifies what the heck it is that they have an interest in. And in the second stage, people subscribe to and thereby self-identify themselves as participants in communities of practice forming around each of the components or specifications identified in stage one. And in stage two, what we do is if there are at least a few government or military folks participating in the community, and if the community is using a publicly accessible collaborative site for their deliberations, then we will establish a link to those communities in stage two of the ET.gov site in process. And one of the things that we hope to do is to enable the community leaders to provide their own URLs so that I don't have to maintain them manually. But that's the way that the process is envisioned to work. And then, of course, it's up to the community then to demonstrate and prove the practical utility and viability and usability of the components and specifications that they're deliberating. And once they've done so, then theoretically those components and specifications can graduate in stage four of the ET process and just become candidates for use then, relatively low-risk candidates for use by government agencies.
Okay, Owen, this is Kurt again. So what I'm not trying to be exclusionary by any stretch of the imagination, but what I'm hearing is this is, at this stage, mostly a relationship between ET.gov and the Onion Project. Is there any anything in particular you'd be looking for Ontolog to provide? Any specific role for Ontolog in this right now?
Not necessarily, no. If Joe were on the line, he might have some thoughts in that regard, but the best comments that I've heard on this teleconference so far is that we need to stop talking about ontologies and start doing something with some of them. And also, I like the fact that Carl is planning to get the good information on IDLE out of the books and into a format that people can actually use it.
Okay. Quick roundtable. Any concerns with what's been discussed or presented so far?
Only a question about sort of what the next step is in this proposed project. In particular, from my own involvement, I mean, I'm eager to help and advise and sort of offer the products that I have that are open source and reusable that I think could have a positive impact. I want to know whether there's enough interest that I should continue to participate or take some initiative in, you know, sending out references or what Carl would recommend at this point.
So regarding next steps?
Yeah, Carl, could you answer that? I guess Adam, not being an Oasis member himself, probably it's maybe slightly unfamiliar with the process.
Okay, basically, there is a fit, but basically what Owen assumed is true. In a very pragmatic sense, I said that one of the most burnish recommendations of ITIL is that you need a CMDB. To support, to model the configuration or declare the configuration of your infrastructure. The biggest problem people have with building the CMDB is that there is no classification system for things that are in the infrastructure, be they hardware, software, or firmware, or anything in between. So an ontology of that type, or even if it's just a layer of ontology, is certainly very welcome.
Can I stop you right there? Forgive me. I want to make sure I understand this. So what I heard is you need to have a CMDB model of your to model your software, but it's hard to do because there's no meta model at this time.
Agreed.
Okay.
But there is a group called the DTMF created a class model of things that you would expect to see in the infrastructure, such as network servers, mainframes, devices of that type, but they didn't create a formal ontology, and frankly, it's a very messy object model. And so people don't necessarily adopt it, but that is the single reference that is out there today.
Okay.
So that's something where I could give folks that are interested an introduction to the existing formal ontology content that would help support a sort of more formal version of that.
Right.
All I need to know is, you know, when do you want me to provide that information and in what form? You know, is there a telecon that we should set up? Do you want just references through email? I mean, what's the specific action that I can take in order to help?
I guess I'll set up the charter and include that in the scope and make it one of the first things on the agenda of our first meeting. How about that?
Sounds great.
Okay.
feels like it's relatively under control.
Yeah.
Does anything, anybody have anything else they'd like to add at this point?
Peter asked for a reference to the new content that I mentioned earlier, and it's called the Common Criteria for Information Technology Security Evaluation. And there's a website, www.commoncriteriaportal.org.
Common Criteria for Information Technology Evaluation?
Information Technology Security Evaluation.
Thank you.
A little bit too long for me. Could you add that maybe after the meeting onto the wiki, if you please, Adam?
Yeah, or just even the website reference, commoncriteriaportal.org.
Commoncriteriaportal.org?
Yes.
No punctuation?
Correct.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I might I say it.
And as I say, this is something I've just received from a Sumo user, and so it needs some review, but at least just to point you to some work that's already being done that may wind up being relevant.
Great, thank you.
Okay, could you repeat the URL again? Commoncriteria.org?
Commoncriteria.org.
Yeah.
Commoncriteriaportal.org.
Oh, commoncriteriaportal.org?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm looking at it now.
That's just the standard. I mean, that's not the formal ontology content. It's the standard on which this new contributed formal ontology content is based, which I have not yet released.
Aaron, I'd be very interested in chasing that up with you, that particular topic, because we did some work for ICRIS about information security, which never got written up, but was quite illuminating.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I don't really know the particular user that's contributed this or, you know, what stuff he's done in the past. I mean, it's very extensive. It seems like, just from skimming it, he's done some reasonable things ontologically. I expect there's probably quite a lot of cleanup that needs to be done. And so, you know, if you want to review, if you guys would be willing to review that and it would be of use to you and you could give us some feedback on how to make it better, that would be fantastic.
Let's get in touch offline. Yeah, I'd like to follow you up on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Thanks.
I'm going to make one general comment. I'm actually very encouraged by the discussion today. In terms of our past efforts to define ontologies, I think one of the things that's made it tough is by focusing on business, we tend to focus on the human side. So the semantics are incredibly unbounded. And by focusing on information technology architectures, I'm hopeful that the semantics are going to be more narrow in scope and we're actually going to be able to make more traction.
That's what we said about e-business standards, too.
Yeah, I agree. And
well,
the only way
this is lesson learned,
to do this...
Maybe this time we picked a good topic. I'm being optimistic at the moment. Let me hold on to it for at least 30 seconds.
I've got a question for Carl. You said that they didn't like, some set of users related to this didn't like the DTMF or DMTF SIM model for systems. Can you elaborate a little bit on what they didn't like about it? What was the characteristic about that model that they didn't like?
All right, as much as it is called core, there isn't a single core except in a few generic attributes. What they basically did is they created in a segmented fashion a set of object classes that describe separately servers, mainframes, network devices, and even though there may well be some very obvious characteristics that be shared by some of those classes, there was no attempt to map the similarities and also the differences.
Ah, so it wasn't very unified, it sounds like.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
I have one more comment, particularly for Carl. I could sort of quickly start a mailing list called, let's say, Onion Forum. and then I can start a sort of blank project homepage for Onion, and then you take it from there. How about that? Then we even start capturing the entire life cycle of the process, inclusive of your developing the charter and stuff like that.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, and the rest of the sort of administrative, let's take it offline.
Yep.
In between, like signing up your 50 people to the list and so on, then you and I can take it offline.
Great, thank you.
Unless anybody has anything else on et.gov, I'm going to close conversation on that. Anybody have anything else? Okay, time check. We have got 12 minutes till the hour, which gives us an hour and a half meeting, which is about the maximum for what we've been able to pull off. Two topics left. One is soliciting corporate donations for funding, and the other is defining a framework for semantic applications project. What I'm suggesting, unless somebody objects, is that we skip the funding. Not that it's not important, but I don't see us doing anything in 12 minutes.
No.
So that topic is still on the table, but we won't address it. Let me talk a little bit about the framework, and I don't think we're going to get too much traction on that one either, but I can at least give you just kind of a quick overview of how the idea popped up and the fitfully limited state that it's in right now. Just briefly, last week, and I'm assuming most of you followed enough of the messages, this isn't too much news, but Mills Davis asked us to provide a top five list of important ontology-driven applications. Pretty much future-oriented, although Steve Ray was also really interested in getting a list of current existing applications that he could point to kind of help justify the technology. So we did some brainstorming, came up with a fairly long list, mined a few other conversations. Bob and I consolidated that list, put it out for voting. As the call wrapped up last week, what came out was that it would be a good idea to maybe not just come up with a flat list, but also some sort of segmentation or criteria. You know, what type of application are we dealing with? And at that time, what we were looking is really a pretty simple model. Like, is it an application domain or just kind of a generic strategy that maybe isn't, hasn't even been implemented yet? Is it an idea that has progressed to the point we've got tools and methods that are available? Or, you know, is it an application that exists in the real world and we've got running systems that represent it or reflect it? A few other topics kicked in, and Bob and I tried to go back and create a characterization framework based on these thoughts. Within a matter of moments, we had roughly 30 elements in the model. And it became apparent that this was far too much detail than we could crank out in a week. So what we're proposing back to the group is that this exercise is useful beyond giving the answer to Mills. And we're suggesting that if there's sufficient interest, of course, we launch a project to go back out, do a more thorough inventory of the scope of ontology-driven applications, spend some time refining this characterization model, and then actually describing each of these applications using the model and having what would effectively be, at this stage, just a small database that people could look at and see, you know, yeah, this is something I may or may not be interested in from an application perspective. That's the quick thought.
Presumably, part of the deliverable would be what's the top five again, or top 10, or top 1?
I don't know that that's really that critical.
No.
I think the value of the follow-on exercise isn't the ranking. It's that we actually have more thorough definitions of what each of these applications are all about.
But I would say once you have this sort of categorization scheme or whatever, you're going to have a much more a ranking that's going to mean more. Because now you really don't know what people looked at this list and interpreted their way.
That's right.
I think that it would be much more helpful output if you had something that was sort of all at the same level, or at least at a way that you could tell when things were at the same level.
Okay, and I guess to be as clear as possible, it doesn't bother me if anybody wants to go out and do another ranking, but I think regardless of how you organize it, the ranking is going to be apples versus oranges, and it's all going to be highly suspect.
Yes,
if someone wants
no.
to do it, sure, but I just don't think it's in my mind, it's not going to be incredibly useful or actionable information.
Yes and no. I mean, the fact that we each come in with our own perspective. Maybe Owen came in and say, okay, I'll rank this according to how much I can contribute to. And maybe I come in and I rank it in terms of how much impact it will have to it will do to the industry. And maybe Adam comes in and rank it differently, and so on. But at least it's some measure of how people think what is more important, or one is more important than another.
I won't fight if anybody decides at the end of the exercise we want to do another ranking. It's fine by me.
I would agree, though, that it's more important to have the inventory in the model.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, my guess is that to get this thing to actually be viable, we're probably going to want, I'd say, 4 or 5 people kind of actively working the project from a, you know, how do we want to go about doing this and pulling the data together and kind of coordinating it. Probably take, in this organization, about 2 to 3 months.
It's
not real long, but it's not going to be done in a matter of weeks.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Obviously, this is sort of a highly expert-type consensus project that would best be handled with something like a Delphi process, at least in terms of assessment, maybe after your inventory. And I understand Adam and Ted Gordon, who is one of the pioneers of the Delphi process, has actually been funded by DARPA to do a like real-time Delphi tool. And I was hoping that maybe towards the end of your exercise that maybe we could engage Adam, now that he's here. I've never pinged him on this one before. Adam and Ted, and maybe use what they had come up with as sort of an assessment tool.
Yeah, that'd be fine. It's easy to set up a study with the software I created.
And I might even learn a little more about Delphi. Hell of a deal.
Yep. Okay, so at least that's a suggestion that we could at least add to the scope.
So I guess the next step is probably at this stage, Bob and I will work up some sort of quick project overview and charter document. And then I'm sensing more than sufficient interest. And we'll put it out and see if we actually get some people stepping up to help us pull this together.
Well, I can volunteer now.
That's Evan.
Evan.
Okay, thank you, Evan. The other thing, too, we didn't mention, and we're really close to time, so I'm going to try to get us out here by 12. But for the other folks, the ET.gov and the Onion folks, one thing we didn't talk about is kind of communication logistics within Ontolog. And not that this is written in stone, but something to think about. Generally, we have the standing Thursday meeting that you've participated in today. The topic of that varies quite a bit. Sometimes it's just kind of a status report and short-term planning. Sometimes we have invited speakers. Sometimes we do work sessions. My guess is because of the magnitude of these efforts, you're going to want to come up with your own meeting schedule. But what I would ask for, or hope for at least, is that you look at the possibility of having a representative, if not the lead of the project, come into our Thursday planning sessions when we're in planning mode so we can do report and statusing and, you know, solicit for whatever needs to be done. So that's kind of a coordination meeting. And the other possibility I want to hold out is that on occasion it may even make sense to take over the regular Thursday call either for some sort of project level presentation or work session or something like that. So I think because of the magnitude of these two efforts, I see a lot of the work being done outside of our normal Thursday slot, but I'm hoping as you guys go forward, we can bring certain elements back of it into this period to kind of sync up with the broader Ontolog community.
Great. One other thing I want to mention is just like OASIS, keep all the work transparent in open sites, line of sight. So try not to sort of leave gaps with maybe part of the conversation being offline without sort of recapping the online threads. So that at least we get some continuity. If someone totally ignorant of the project could at least follow through, I mean, from the collaborative work environment, that's what we'll definitely hope for.
This is Owen. That's certainly consistent with my own philosophy. Sometimes that philosophy is contravened by federal procurement policy, though, so I suspect the point at which NASA actually gets ready to issue a contract for the work on ET.gov, it will probably go into some kind of a black hole.
Didn't quite get what you were saying, Owen.
I'm just saying that federal procurement policy, at least in the past, is the antithetical to openness. The requirements are developed in secret, the bids are considered in secret, and that sort of thing. That's not consistent with my own philosophy, but that's the way that federal procurement policy and law has worked. So I suspect that the point at which NASA is ready to issue a contract for acquiring the work to be done on ET.gov, that it will go into a black hole.
Yes, but then our project is not specifically to talk about NASA procurement policy.
Yeah, I'm just saying as far as the work on ET.gov is concerned, that's probably the way it will happen. I mean, the fact that I posted the requirements on the ET.gov or the XML.gov website is not consistent with the way that things are usually done. Usually there's a small group that gets together in secret and develops the requirements. They may issue an RFP, a request for proposals, but then they go into seclusion again and consider those proposals in secret. And then they award the contract. So that may be the way this will happen because it's a relatively small amount of work. It may just be awarded to an 8A contractor, or NASA may already have a contract vehicle that they'll choose to use.
Owen, one thought that comes to mind is that what we might want to do up front then is instead of calling this effort, or whatever it is, ET.gov, is to carve out the piece of it that is open and can be expected to remain open. What's that open conversation? Give it a different name, and that's the one that we work on the Ontolog side, leaving this broader ET.gov thing that may have procurement components, you know, be itself.
Then well, and that certainly feeds into my previous suggestion about my interest in Onion, and if there is an ontology for, you know, software or service components that's developed that we might be able to leverage and use at ET.gov, I would certainly be interested in pursuing that.
So, yeah, I just suggest thinking about that. We need to find the project that a different name might be both a little more descriptive and deal with some of these intellectual property and intellectual or information security concerns as you go forward. With that, we're 12 minutes past 2 o'clock. Or, well, 2 o'clock in one time zone, 12 o'clock position.
Nobody's from the 2 o'clock time zone.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock time zone? Okay. I really want to thank everybody. I think we accomplished an awful lot in such a short period of time. And I'm jazzed.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything they want to add before we adjourn?
Yes, I have one question to clarify. I mean, on the this extension of the top five project, I mean, do I take it that, I mean, now you have three members, and that would be Bob, Kurt, and Evan?
Yeah, I think we've got critical mass. What we'll do, Evan, is we'll just hook up with you offline, get synced up, probably exchange a few emails, get a conversation or two. Then when we get stuff ready to publish out to the larger group, you know, even if it's in a draft form, but, you know, something that actually makes sense to let everyone else see, we'll do that.
Great.
Yeah. Now, this is Jim Disbro, and, you know, I'm one of those people that works on .gov, you know, and I would like to be involved in the Sunyan project, too, and for the same reasons that Owen was describing, that, you know, we would want to be involved. Obviously, I'm doing other things as well, but, you know, with the semantic wiki stuff, but this is something I think I would like to participate in. So if you can add my name to the list.
Yeah, I think the Onion project probably will go through a sign-up process.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that correct, Carl? Since you've already got 50 people and nobody knows who they are except yourself, maybe for now.
Great.
At least the group here. So there, Carl will be posting a sort of proposed charter at time of a kickoff meeting and asking people to sign up and so on and so forth. I guess that would be the process.
Yep, sounds good to me.
The extension of the top five project is much sort of much smaller and is already ongoing, and that's why we were asking for people to sign up. I mean, and now we've got Kurt, Bob, and Evan, and if Peter, you're here, I also want to at least participate, at least as an observer, and hope to maybe bring in Adam or Ted Gordon towards the later stage.
Yeah.
Okay, one more thing I would like to add before closing is that next Thursday we will be having the kickoff for session for the database and ontology mini series. I mean, that would be probably the first of maybe six events or so spanning the next 6 months. We are happy to announce that this first event will be a sort of panel session with Matthew West, who's leading the program, Leo Oberst, who's an ontologue co-convener, and Tatiana Maluta, who actually started the whole conversation sometime back in August, lead this to be on the panel of this kickoff session. The conversation that got started was sort of phenomenal. I mean, driving some people to almost say that, I mean, it's too much for them or something. But this is going to be great, and I hope to see everyone out there here again same time next week. I'll be announcing the details, and maybe for those who are on our invitation list, I mean, which is like all members, you'll be getting the announcement and the details. But it's the same details. I mean, if you're familiar with the routine, the first thing on under news and announcements, I mean, we'll post details there, and then the wiki session page and all the agenda and proceedings and slides and so on. Yep,
great.
That's all.
With
from me.
That, anybody else? With that, I'm calling this meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you, Kurt.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.